Hi, love. One of the biggest problems with overwhelming loneliness is that it happens to come in the night, right? So even if you've done a beautiful job of creating a support system for yourself and you have people to call and all the things, inevitably it's like 1 a.m. and everyone's asleep and you feel overwhelmed with loneliness. And that is why today's Hidden Healing Gem is something that I created that you can access in the middle of the night called the Loneliness Roadmap. Hi, love. Welcome to Dear Divorce Diary, the podcast helping divorcees go beyond talk therapy to process your grief, find the healing you crave, and build back your confidence. I'm your host, Dawn Wiggins, a therapist, coach, integrative healer, and divorcee. Join me for a fresh approach to healing grief and building your confidence after divorce. In today's episode, we're going to unpack why the Loneliness Roadmap is so effective to helping you move through late night loneliness. And we're specifically going to talk about how journaling helps people process emotion and heal faster. We're also going to talk about something called bilateral stimulation. And if you haven't heard of it, don't worry. But it's the idea of stimulating both sides of your body and how it is becoming all the rage and it is incredibly effective at processing painful emotions. And finally, we're going to talk about how to access a sense of security and well-being when it's late night and you're feeling scared, desperate, maybe out of control. And all of these things are built into the Loneliness Roadmap. Let's dig in. What is the Loneliness Roadmap, you ask? Well, it's a program that I created that combines journaling with bilateral stimulation to help you process loneliness, specifically late at night when you're by yourself. Now, late at night when I was by myself was some of the hardest moments for me in a post-divorce situation. And I think that that is not an experience that was unique to me. And as an anxious, actually as a disorganized attacher, those late night loneliness moments really felt deeply insecure for me. And I think one of the hardest things for someone to get grounded when they're in those moments of feeling kind of desperate loneliness is that loneliness feels unsafe. Now, I also was an only child, latchkey kid, all that stuff. You maybe relate to some of that. So I could connect the dots that part of the reason I was so lonely in a post-divorce situation was because of the loneliness that I experienced as a young child. But just connecting those dots wasn't enough to resolve it late at night when I, couldn't call someone. And so what I understood as a therapist also was that in those moments, we had to be able to capture a sense of security in order to calm down and have kind of a grounded, rational thought. Now, since the time that I got divorced, there have been so many advancements in our healing processes, or shall I say, many things that were available even back then have become so much more popular now. We are so much more aware of things that work effectively. The subconscious processing work, the shifting negative internalized beliefs into positive ones, understanding better how to ground ourselves, for instance, using things like box breathing and EFT tapping. But once I became trained in a therapy style called EMDR, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, I immediately understood the use of bilateral stimulation. So in the Loneliness Roadmap, we don't use eye movement to bilaterally stimulate. We tap ourselves using a butterfly tap, just crossing our arms over our chest and gently tapping left, right, left, right. Now, we have studied bilateral stimulation a lot more in the last few years as EMDR has gained popularity. And we have since learned that bilateral stimulation in music or, bilateral stimulation can be heard in a metronome. Bilateral stimulation is what we're doing when we're walking or we're running. So we've been studying the impacts of bilateral stimulation on the brain. And what we understand now is that it can calm distress. It can help a disorganized ADHD mind become more organized. It can help process painful negative emotion. It can help desensitize old painful memories. And it can just be an overall soothing experience depending on how you utilize it. So I said, well, let's combine the power of journaling, which helps us process painful negative emotion, with the power of bilateral stimulation, and let's do it while I'm direct to camera with you, literally walking you through step by step the process, making eye contact, using my soothing voice, so that you can access, especially if you're a listener to the podcast and you already feel like we're best friends, because obviously we are, that when it's late at night and you feel out of control and desperate, that you have a tool that you can use that is profoundly effective at helping you move through what you're experiencing, almost more powerful than being in your therapist's office, because you're using these subconscious tools like journaling and bilateral stimulation. So people who journal, the data shows that they heal faster, even if it's from surgery. Like if you have a medical procedure and you journal about it afterwards, your physical body heals faster. Is that freaking wild? You will heal heartbreak faster. You will shift negative beliefs into positive ones faster. Folks who have completed the post-divorce roadmap, which is 21 days of guided journaling prompts, those folks at the end of their invariably say that they feel like they processed a massive pile of stuff and feel clearer, and they do not feel stuck anymore. So journaling right there is a massive transformational tool. Bilateral stimulation is known to, man, just 10x a healing journey. I tell people that just a handful of EMDR sessions will do more than a decade of talk therapy. Now, when you're using bilateral stimulation at home, this is not necessarily EMDR therapy, but it is using a tool that EMDR therapy uses to help you calm your nervous system and process through painful emotion. And then when you've got the added value of someone whom you feel a sense of kinship with, like myself, there on the camera making eye contact with you, it helps you grasp for that sense of security from, for instance, an attachment figure or a partner or a best friend that would feel soothing to you, so that you have greater access to that sense of well-being, that you're not so alone in the world, right? So this is kind of the magic sauce of the loneliness roadmap that I put together that helps you really, if you use it consistently over a period of days and weeks, can help you really have a sense of groundedness. And then as you're moving through the day, you know, there are many times that the end of the day is my favorite part of the day, right? Where I'm like, oh, I'm so excited for like when I get to kind of punch out at the end of the day and just like take a bath, or lately I got a sauna, spend some time with my husband, watch my favorite show, read a great book. But when you're in a post-divorce situation, the end of the day sometimes is your most dreaded part of the day, because it's like, gosh, I don't want to look forward to being home alone, and maybe the kids are away and all the things, right? But once you've used this tool for a period of days or weeks, it is my position that you will start to reclaim your alone time. And you will start seeing it as an opportunity to rest, to adventure, to explore, because your mind, your subconscious mind, will know you have a tool to deal with the loneliness when it comes up. Because truly, women who have been able to take the time without the kids or the time to themselves and to really like chase their deeper truths, their deeper purposes, to chase the adventure that life has to offer, oh man, that's where it becomes a game changer, right? But sometimes fearing the loneliness gets us stuck in such a negative rut that it's hard to really claim that alone time for powerful purposes. So I'm here to tell you, link is in the show notes to join the Loneliness Roadmap. It is 100% free to have this tool and to use it. You will hop into the Heartbeat app where this tool lives, and you will have the ability to message me in there even. Super cool. So I cannot wait for you to use this link, jump into the Loneliness Roadmap, use this tool, and reclaim your alone time for a much greater purpose. Love you.
Dear Divorce Diary is a podcast by My Coach Dawn. You can find more at mycoachdawn.com.